Chapter 3, Cash Flow Management. In the ABCs of real estate investing, I talked about building a sound management plan. A sound management plan is simply this: reducing expenses and raising income. That's all there is to it. It really isn't rocket science. Your goal as an investor and owner of investment real estate should be one thing and one thing only: to own a property that cash flows. Equity through market appreciation is just an added bonus that you have no real control over. If you bought correctly, the only power you have to affect change in your income potential is by managing your property so that it cash flows. How do you know if you're reducing expenses and raising income? By reading an income expense statement. If you're not adept at reading your property's financials, you'd better learn fast. Those financials tell a story about your property better than Ernest Hemingway could. One excellent way to begin learning how to read an income expense statement is through Rich Dad's board game, Cash Flow. There are many things I like about this game. 1, it depicts real-life scenarios. 2, it teaches you a basic understanding of reading an income expense statement. And 3, you're playing a game and learning. I play this game with my 9 and 6-year-old kids all the time. If they can learn how to read a financial statement, you can too. Your property's report card. Think of an income expense statement as your property's report card. Do you remember when you were in grade school and the feeling you got when it came time for report cards to be sent home? Boy, do I ever. If you were anything like me, that was usually a time of dread and panic. I can still picture the teacher passing out the sealed manila envelopes and the desire to hide it from my parents. Why did I feel this way? Because I knew I would be busted. I wasn't applying myself the best that I could, and my grades reflected that lack of effort. Grade school report cards are, of course, no measure of how successful you will be in business, but your property report card sure is. I can guarantee that your banker will never ask you for your report card. When it comes to your property's report card, which is your financial statement, you want to be just like kids who are excited to run home and show their grades to their parents. You know that you are a successful property manager when you can look forward to reading your income expense statement every month, knowing that the work you did will be reflected in the final grade. A passing grade. One of the single most important concepts you should take from this audiobook is this: income minus expenses minus debt equals cash flow. A very simple concept, right? As a property manager, your number one goal in life should be to maximize your income and minimize your expenses. Income and expenses are very much within your control. In my book, The ABCs of Real Estate Investing, I wrote about the importance of setting up a budget for your property. If your financial statement is your report card, then your budget is the Cliff Notes. It's important to note that you set your budget based on your property's past performance and the market's projected trends, and then use the budget for your measurement of success. Setting up a budget is not as difficult or daunting as it may sound. It is actually a pretty easy process, and one that will instantly give you a feeling of control when it comes to making sound financial decisions regarding your property. It is the first step toward getting a passing grade. The easiest way to begin setting up your budget is to look at the historical financial information of your property. It would be best to use Excel or some other type of program to lay out this data in a way that works for you. You don't need a fancy, sophisticated software package to do this. What you need is a thorough understanding of financial concepts. In the end, the goal is simply to keep track and understand the financial activity of your property. This way, you will be able to watch trends. I do this with all my properties. What I like to do is input all the data, income, expenses, and debt, and use equations to figure out the percentage change from year to year. Once you start to learn how to read financials, you will be able to see many stories about your property, and most likely about the market your property is in. Let's examine each one of the categories listed in the tables of a typical property's income expense statement, and examine how we can use those numbers to make our new budget for this property's coming year.